presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
December 18th, 11 o'clock America New York. Markets week ahead. Dow Jones, US dollar, gold, Japanese yen, PCE, Bank of Japan. The Dow Jones, DAX 40 and Nikkei 225 fell as volatility struck markets last week. Ahead, the US dollar and gold prices await US PCE data while USD, JPY turns to the Bank of Japan.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 18, 1038 America, New York, in Japan, wages are also the problem. Last week, I pointed out that while price inflation has recently slowed, the real problem is wage inflation, and always has been. Fluctuations in nominal wage inflation are a primary cause of the business cycle.
Global economy.
December 18, 10 o'clock America, New York. Central banks should beware mistaking wage rises for an inflation problem. Profound changes in labor markets since the pandemic may mean that many workers and companies are more productive.
Global economy.
December 18, 10 o'clock America, New York. What will UK growth data reveal about consumer spending power? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
December 18, 9:03 America, New York. Toyota chief says, silent majority, has doubts about pursuing only EVs. Because the right answer is still unclear, we shouldn't limit ourselves to just one option, said Akio Toyota, Tokyo Motor president.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
December 18, 9 o'clock America, New York. Time might run out for Japan's low-rate policy. The weak yen and rising inflation are putting pressure on the central bank to raise rates, but doing so could send interest costs on the government's massive debt soaring.
Global economy.
December 18, 8:23 America, New York. Brussels agrees details of world-first carbon tax. Mechanism to penalize importers for carbon emissions set to trigger criticism from foreign governments.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 18, 8 o'clock America, New York. Out-of-pocket healthcare spending soared while healthcare spending grew slowly. U.S. spending on healthcare grew by 2.7% to reach a total of $4.3 trillion in 2021, or around $12,900 per person, according to new figures from the Centers for Medicare and AMP, Medicaid Services, CMS.
Marginal Revolution.
December 18, 7:27 America, New York. Liberal democracy strong. Bravo to Richard Hanania for revisiting some beliefs. In February, I argued that Russia's imminent successful invasion of Ukraine was a sign heralding in a new era of multipolarity.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
December 18, 7 o'clock America, New York. Drug companies join medical psychedelic movement, but without the high. LSD and psilocybin found in magic mushrooms are among the drugs getting redesigned.
New York Times Business.
December 18, 5 o'clock America, New York. Local news outlet in New York faces new hurdle, a declined visa. Phil O'Brien, a Briton who has run a Manhattan publication for several years, had his visa denied because immigration officials deemed his struggling business marginal. Phil O'Brien, publisher of W42ST, a Hell's Kitchen local news site, was denied a visa renewal to the United States.
New York Times Business.
December 18, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why many older women are getting pap tests they don't need. Women over 65 are being screened for cervical cancer in diminishing numbers. But some are reluctant to give up the tests.
Marginal Revolution.
December 18, 2:30 America, New York. Popular music recommendations for 2022. I said I wasn't going to give these, because they were too ordinary, but a few of you asked, so here goes, in no particular order. 1. The new Kendrick Lamar. 2.
Marginal Revolution. December 18, 1:07 America, New York. Should the United States ban TikTok? A bipartisan coalition is currently considering such an action and a bill has been introduced to the Senate, featuring summary here. I don't see why we should do this. I am all for keeping TikTok off the smartphones of people in the military and in national intelligence and perhaps a few other roles as well. But beyond that point?
BBC News Business.
December 17, 2054 America, New York. Singapore's crypto ambitions shaken by FTX collapse. Users call for more regulation after state fund writes off investment in fallen cryptocurrency exchange.
New York Times Business.
December 17, 1949, America, New York. Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to agree to extradition to the U.S. The FTX founder, now in prison in the Bahamas, faces criminal charges that he engaged in widespread fraud since founding the cryptocurrency exchange in 2019. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, was arrested in the Bahamas on Monday and a judge there denied him bail on Tuesday.
Daily FX Market News.
December 17, 1700 America, New York. Dollar outlook still carries important event risk and technical pressure. Holiday trading conditions may start for the dollar and broader markets in the coming week, but the range of important event risk may actually turn thin liquidity into charged volatility. With the debate around a pivot in fundamental and technical bearing for this benchmark, traders should keep a wary eye on this market.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 17, 8 o'clock America, New York, a pro-freedom medical oath. Yesterday, I published retired Dr. Ted Levy's critique of the Hippocratic Oath and the University of Minnesota Woke Oath. As promised, here is his suggested replacement, one that is much more consistent with freedom.
BBC News Business.
December 17, 105 America, New York. Energy discount phishing. Robbed of £25,000 in text scam. Victim support groups warn that scams targeting those looking to save money have soared.
Daily FX Market News.
December 16, 2245 America, New York, S&P 500 tumble versus EURUSD breakout. What can holiday liquidity achieve this week? Despite the depth of major event risk this past week, there wasn't a clear reconciliation for bearing behind risk assets like the S&P 500 nor the dollar. We are heading into a well-known liquidity drain over the coming week, but congestion patterns like those from EURUSD are likely to find at least a break, if not a trend.